Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Secretary of the Environment, Paul Reynolds, appeared before the Local Government and Environment Committee as it held its financial review of that ministry for the 2009-10 year.
Which for us was an extremely demanding and busy year. We delivered the Climate Change Response Moderated Emissions Trading Amendment Bill on schedule. That bill went through the Parliament and received the Royal Assent on the 9th of December and came into force on the 1st of July 2010. We also continue to provide input into determining the work programme of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and support of government's preparation for Copenhagen.
Dr. Reynolds said there had been some concern that the country had jumped the gun on implementing an emissions trading scheme before Australia had.
I know that my minister, you know, when Australians didn't get over the line, how can I put it, wasn't as happy a chappy as he was before he heard they hadn't got it over the line. Heath actually had a bilateral meeting with the new climate change minister in Australia, and very positively out of that, the Australians have been quite direct, and the new minister was quite direct. That work that they will do around an emissions trading scheme will be work that will be coherent with the New Zealand scheme.
Dr. Reynolds explained what that meant.
Basically, that the schemes are alike and similar. And open the opportunity, therefore, in the future for them to be linked, so that you don't end up with schemes that are operating as independent bubbles in the firmament. You know, it's really important that overall we get these schemes to be coherent. So, in view of the intent of the Australians, it's clear from the new government that they intend to move emissions trading legislation as soon as they are able. It's very, very clear also from the Australians that they intend whatever they do to essentially be coherent in relation to ours. So that's quite important.
Secretary for the Environment, Paul Reynolds. Across the corridor, the Foreign Affairs Committee held its annual financial review of the Customs Service and heard from its comptroller, Martin Dunn, who described the amount of methamphetamine precursor being seized at the country's borders.
The biggest year was last year with 1.2 tonne of precursors. This year we're on target for currently sitting around just under 900 kilos of precursors. We'll probably make the tonne this year as well. I think we can take heart in that we've actually had an impact.
And Mr. Dunn gave another indicator that showed measures to stamp out pee were working.
We've suffered a serious scourge of the use of young Asian students who've been used as what we call catchers. They paid a small amount of money. They will wait for the package to be delivered by a courier, and they will intercept that and then deliver it to the next person in the chain. Many of them have been arrested. Many of them have had their visas cancelled after they've been punished. They've then been booted out of the country. We are now seeing a significant drop-off in the young people wanting to be actors catchers, which is also a very good sign that the message is getting through.
Mr. Dunn also explained the nature of methamphetamine precursors.
It comes primarily as a cold medicine. It was, in the early days, available here in New Zealand some years ago. It's known as contact, the cold medicine. The Chinese have recently introduced a limit on the number of packets that you can purchase, but it doesn't actually stop anyone getting as much as they are able to through ill-gotten ways.
And Mr. Dunn said Chinese authorities were working with New Zealand Customs to curb drug precursors entering our country.
The minister recently, on his visit to China, has had a commitment signed between China Customs and ourselves, but they now recognise this as a huge issue for us. And he has made a statement on this that we will be seeking their cooperation, and they've prepared to give it because it's about exports. Most countries, you remember, will not spend a lot of time to check on all exports. Air cargo they do, but not a lot of sea containers. They've now undertaken to up the game, and we will provide them with some assistance, potentially even around teaching their drug dogs to be able to actually identify precursors that might be in packages or containers. And so, yes, we have had a commitment from them, and our relationship with China Customs is excellent.
Customs Service Comptroller Martin Dunn. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.